Happy fucking happy hour. It's Julie Goldman, ladies and gentlemen. Look at her. Look at her. She's a woman after my own heart. Look at her.
Really?
We do a Why? Nice big Chardonnay pour around.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. You did that. Yeah. I appreciated that.
We don't like these tight asses that don't drink, right?
I like to drink and drive. You guys?
Yeah.
Great. No?
Yeah. All right. Okay, just kidding. Hey, kids. Aunt Julie is kidding. Okay, so you are a friend of Suzanne Wong's, and any friend of Suzanne Wong's is a friend of ours, and she... You have a high bar. She's the filthiest little bitch we've ever had on the happy hour.
I think so.
She is a fucking whore.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know that I can beat the whore.
She's a good friend now, but she's still a whore.
So you can say
which
that.
Is good. No, yeah. And a whore. That's not even an insult.
Right. Right.
Obviously.
No, not for her.
And dirty and filthy.
Yeah.
Fucking, I mean,
right.
You know?
Right.
Exactly.
Thank you, by the way, for dropping your first F-bomb. I told her, I said, we encourage drinking and swearing.
Yeah.
And if you don't, we just take up the slack.
Yep.
Love swearing.
Right? Isn't it fucking cleansing?
I do.
Don't you have to this election cycle because of fucking Orange Hitler?
Oh, yeah. Old cat's asshole mouth? Yes. I do. Right? I really
Thank
can't.
You. Yes. Thank you for that.
I mean, literally, right? Doesn't he look like that?
Right, right. You're like, wow, that's my cat's ass.
It literally looks.
And it is speaking.
It is speaking. It's the first time I saw an actual cat's asshole talk.
And it makes less sense than my cat's asshole.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy. The thing is that I did enjoy it at the beginning. I was enjoying it.
Right. That's
you know
for
what
comedians.
I mean?
We were like, oh, yay. And then we were all like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, well. Right.
Oh, shit.
It just was so great to have even just that, have any kind of just, I like hearing someone say weird shit. I like that it was like in a situation where everything is very traditional and it's like, it's tied up and it's uptight and it's the same thing all the time. Here's a guy talking about like people go fuck themselves. With his weird shit and his orange face and his hair flopping around, talking about it's huge and it's... I liked it.
Right.
I thought it was great. I thought it was great for everybody. It was good to have it mixed up. And then...
And then it suddenly... That's the day the music died. Then it's just stopped being funny.
That's...
And you're like, oh, fuck me.
Okay. Yeah. They were all terrible, though.
Who?
The Republican nominees.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who's worse.
The other day, oh, I won. I beat all 16 of them. I'm like, oh, well, that's fucking low bar, but okay.
They're all despicable, disgusting pieces of shit.
I know this will come as a great shock, but you apparently are a lesbian.
Can you believe it? Don't out me. What? My boyfriend. I love dicks. Stop it. Cock and stuff. Balls.
Sorry. Goddamn the Wikipedia, Sean. I was gonna work my way up to the personal
information. What
are
you guys talking about?
It says right here you are a Jewish and a lesbian.
What?
Now
and
what?
Jewish.
Ugh.
What? No.
Okay. I don't even know what that shit is. Some sort of Yiddish les speak.
Yeah. Well, a Jew gets to a certain age and then they don't make words. They just speak in the sounds. Yeah. They.
Right. Wow. You know what?
It's just like that.
I don't mean to be rude. I feel like you sound the same as you come as when you shit. Am I being too rude?
It's very
am
possible. Am I being too... No. You know what? Hey, guess what, Suzanne Wong?
Honey, are you
someone's
whacking off in the bathroom?
For you. Someone's
are you...
coming for you.
Uh-huh.
And it's a person who comes the same way they shit.
Shits. Taking
You're
you down.
Welcome, everybody.
Taking you down to China.
You're welcome, everyone.
To Chinatown, Suzanne
hey.
Wong. And I mean that in a fucking racist way.
You're welcome.
Way.
That's right.
Fucking crazy.
Right. I love this show.
What's not great about it? She calls me round eye. She tells me to call her crazy. She's my favorite crazy Asian.
Yep.
So we have other friends. Because my friend is an executive at Logo, and you did the big gay sketch show.
I did.
At Logo, and
that's
then you
true.
Did. You're doing a new one. That's just what is that called?
They did it like a special whatever. It's called Gay Skit Happens because they like to use the word gay.
Apparently,
and skit. Yeah. So we did two of them.
Okay.
And that'll probably be it. But you never know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's, I think, you know, Logo tried to do sketch comedy and they just keep trying. And they should. They should
and
just
they
keep
should.
Trying.
You were very funny. I watched clips of you today.
You did?
I did indeed. I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
That's nice of you.
Well.
You wanted to see who this Jew Lesbo was coming
who's
in
this
here.
Jew Les that
also,
Suzanne App told
is
us
it
about.
A man? Is it half a man?
Is that a man?
That I get a lot.
She looks like a man.
Aww.
No, you don't. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
That's fine. Listen, whatever you like.
I just was,
hey. As long as you're looking at your credits,
and you were in The Sopranos, and I was. You were a big pussy, I assume, and you were. Stop it! Stop it, Sean! Stop being rude. We're not even drunk yet. We've had two sips. No,
I did. I was one episode.
I love The Sopranos. What did you play? What did you do?
Okay, so I got to be Peter Bogdanovich's daughter. So it was Dr. Melfi's doctor.
Okay,
right, and I can't remember Kupferberg. Dr. Cover. Oh. So Dr. Melfi had her own psychiatrist who was played by Peter Bogdanovich. Right. Peter Bogdanovich then had a daughter who was played by me.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
And we did this sort of setup where it was like, I was a student at Columbia, and so was Meadow. And then Meadow was going to was interested in being a lawyer and was the whole thing. And I was like at the Poverty Law Center, like, blah, blah, blah.
You're like, I'd love to take you and show you, show you the ins and outs of the penal
code. I have something to show you, Meadow, in my pussy. But
see my breeze.
It never went past the one,
really?
The one episode.
That sounds fantastic.
But
did
it was fun.
Every time you heard Big Pussy, did you giggle? Did you giggle like Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, I still do.
Character's Big Pussy.
Yeah, but we got to do the whole table read with
James Gandolfini.
Yes,
wow,
and Edie Falco.
Wow,
and all of them. They all came in, and they were the real deal.
Yeah,
like all those guys on that show. I thought they were real.
Right.
You know what I mean? When they walked in the room, they walked in. I was like, this shit is fucking real.
Oh, shit. They don't owe anybody any money.
Fuck,
I'm sorry. I've got the money. I've got it.
Yeah. I was like, I am not. They are not kidding. They just were there. But they're all so not. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
What? Well, you're fucking major shit then if you were on The Sopranos.
Well, it was one episode. It was a million years ago.
And on the biggest, gayest sketch show ever.
The biggest, gayest sketch show, yeah. That's true. I've done, I'm trying. You know what I mean?
You're from Boston.
I'm from Boston, yeah. And I started doing stand-up when I was 15.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that and just trying and in this business.
Were you always out or did you for a time do the...
I was bisexual for a month.
Oh, were you?
But
for a month?
Yeah.
How'd that go? Bad month, I guess.
You know, I mean, I tried it all, Stephanie. I did do it.
I did
all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your family like? Like, what? How
Jewish.
Many kids?
They.
Very Jewy.
Very Jewy. A brother and a sister.
Okay.
And, you know, if when I look at pictures of myself now, obviously, I think everyone knew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was a little tomboy.
I was a little junior dyke, even though I femmed up a little bit. But yeah, you look at some pictures, you're like, Jesus Christ, the fucking unibrow. And the.
Sometimes, though, the thing is, I think when once the matrix of the gayness has been lifted, let's say,
right?
Even if somebody looks not dykey or, let's say, feminine in a certain way, you know that there's still that air.
Right.
That lesbo air. That wafts off, and you just can tell.
It just rolls off.
Right? Am I right, or am I crazy?
No, you are not crazy at all.
You know what I'm talking about.
As far as I know, yes.
Sometimes you can see, like, a belt and a shoe
walk
in a room.
All I need is one shoe.
And you're just
like fucking Cinderella, and you are a goddamn carpet muncher. That's a carpet munching shoe.
Yeah, and it could be a heel. It can be a heel.
It could be a heel. It could be a pump.
But
you're
the
like,
way
that's
that pump,
yeah,
that leg's walking in a way, and you're like,
yeah, I got
that
it.
Motherfucker has scissored, and you know it. I think it's going really good.
You know what? I think this is going really well. I think Suzanne Wong is like shaking in her.
I think it's going really good.
Her fucking yellow stilettos. See what I did there? I just racist again. She doesn't care. She drives a yellow car. She has a license plate that says Gook Waffle. Fuck her and her oversensitive bullshit.
That's amazing.
All right. So
that's amazing.
What's your relationship status? And tell us about your entire sexual history.
Well, Stephanie.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
You know, it's complicated.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean?
Is that official on Facebook? It's complicated.
No, we don't make anything official anywhere. It's very important. I did that for
for me, that means I'm dating another borderline. That's what it means for me when I say it's complicated.
Right.
I dated another sexually confused bipolar actress.
That might not be far off. But I did. The thing is this. I was married to a lady.
Oh, I almost spit up.
I know. Can you imagine if I was married to a man? Okay. He and I were very happy. We have two children. We're very good friends.
It's like waiting for Guffman.
Yeah, like.
He picks out all my pantsuits. What? Shut the fuck up.
No.
These These bowling shoes match perfectly, you fucker. All right, go ahead.
And I used to talk about it a lot, like in stand-up. Like, oh, okay. I was very public about it and okay. talked about it. So then after I got a divorce,
oh, dear.
I realized...
D-I-V-O-R.
Right, which is fine. And it's
proving
all
we can fuck this up just as well as straight people. Yes, we can.
Yes, that's right. That is correct. And I do. And I have
yes.
fucked it all up.
Oh, God. Hello. Poster child for whatever.
All of it.
Yes.
So
wait,
now...
What, how old a person are you? What sort of vintage are you? Can you give me some sort of clue?
I mean... You know,
which
let's
partridge
round
did
it.
You want to fuck? No, just
the partridges were a little. That's a little. A more Brady Bunch.
The answer is fucking Susan Day. Is there any other
oh,
answer?
Right. See,
if no, you were young, you'd be like, I don't know, that whacked out kid with the tambourine. Then I'd be like, oh, you're really young.
I always like the moms.
Oh,
you like the is moms? That weird?
Okay, wait, how old are you? All right, doesn't matter how old you are. My point is,
it's weird.
Okay,
I do.
You're sensitive, but how long were you married? How long have you been divorced? Because it's only been legal for.
Well, right. Well, we got. Okay. We were together for almost 10 years, and then when we were married for.
Did you love how I'm pretending
four.
Like I didn't do the FBI background check and I don't know all this shit already? Mm-hmm. So dumb.
I'm so okay. dumb. That right. is true.
Okay. Uh huh. Go ahead.
I'm a Cancer, and
okay.
That's, you know what I mean?
That's fantastic.
You know what that means? Are you into astrology?
Yes, of course. Well, I'm a Libra, so I can't decide if I am. Okay, Julie, God, let's get down to... Okay.
Go ahead.
Wait, when were you married and how long and when...
Married in 2005, divorced in 2009.
Okay.
So I've been... Right. Since then.
Okay.
Just doing weird shit. You know what I mean?
What kind of weird shit, exactly?
Just doing weird
tell
shit.
Mama.
Just
tell
being
mama
on the
everything.
Road.
Tell mama everything. What's happening?
You know what I mean? We just live...
Show mama on the doll.
Do weird things.
Show mama on my bronze ass.
On the doll.
Where the bad lady touched you. Oh my God, she snorts just like my dad. This might be happening later tonight at the after
See?
Party. You snort like my father.
Your dad snorts? I do snort.
Yes.
And
well,
I have
not anymore.
Told.
He's dead. But thanks for, bringing, thanks for bringing that up. Jesus fucking
great.
Christ. This is over, yes. Julie. I'm fucking insensitive bitch.
Oh God. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it.
This was long. I had already called. I had already texted for the U-Haul, and now it's you know what? Now it's canceling.
Get it?
Now it's canceled. All right. All right. So what happened in the marriage? What's it? So
you
are
know,
you sorry,
just,
are you single now? What does weird shit mean?
You know what I mean? It's
trademark
things
Julie
are just so complicated. Things can get complicated with people. That's all. Mm-hmm, things get complicated. Mm-hmm, but you know mm-hmm, what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so you just whatever.
Uh huh.
So
sort
I just
of
like
single, but kind of something.
You know. Yeah. And yeah. So it's hard to define or
okay,
whatever.
All right.
And. Just living and living in this town and pursuing this terrible idea of a career.
Right.
And should have gone to medical school.
Right.
And,
oh, trust me, all my dreams have died. Romantic,
yeah,
professional.
Yeah.
This is you. You'll end up in
all
your basement.
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what my dream is? To have a basement.
Oh, all
that
right.
Would be,
well,
that would be nice.
See, I'm one dream above you, I guess.
You are
all
a dream
right,
above.
Well, now, well.
So now, see?
All right.
You
now I feel better.
You want the things that you can't have, and you think, oh, God, I'm in the basement. You know what I would kill for? A basement.
You know? All right. Well.
So listen, there you go.
Listen, I'm going to die here and be eaten by my dogs, and no one's going to know for several weeks.
But isn't this an exciting time? Are you filled with rage right now?
That's such a dichotomy of a question. Yes and yes.
I mean,
because you know, everybody says
it.
This is the most important election of that time. It's like, this is fucking, listen, wake up, you motherfuckers. It's fucking 1930s Germany. This is not just the most important election. This is going to be the last fucking election.
It's so good. I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
But it is very enjoyable. Entertaining.
Did you see a third of Trump voters think that gay people should be banned from the USA?
No, I didn't see.
I have speculated about this screening process. I don't know how that goes.
So a third of Trump supporters think gay people should be
banned
from the United
along
States.
With Muslims. Right. So that's a screening process.
I have a controversial thing to say.
All right. Sir, did you pack your own punch today?
Yes.
No, stop it. I'm not listening.
And I don't want these guys to be offended by what I'm about to say here.
Okay.
Now, Trump has said that he wants a ban on Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is even becoming clear. So now that supporters want a ban on gay people, he also wants a ban on immigrants.
Right.
Because they're rapists and
obviously
thieves and all these
What's
things,
your point?
Right? My point is that maybe what he wants is a ban on men.
Oh. So his odds go up for his next wife?
I mean, if you just think about it, you know, it would be... I know it's a controversial thing to say, but that's what I feel like he's talking about in a really weird, grotesque way.
Yeah,
because then you get around to everyone, and now we should all be dead, because we should all ban ourselves.
He had no important his wife. Because that's a job no American wants to fuck him, right?
That's true. That is true.
Fucking Cheeto dust all over your pussy.
When it comes back down to all of it, it's really like you literally could ban. That's what I'm saying. Like we're all, everyone should be banned.
Right.
According to him.
Right.
When it comes down to it.
Right.
There's not one person who's acceptable. You could find a way the way that they think that everyone is should be killed and we should all die. Every single person. It's incredible.
Yes. I think Patsy from one of our great philosophers of our time, Patsy from AbFab, say, oh, for God's sakes, just die.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I did see some, but then, you know, it's upsetting. I watched some weird thing on YouTube about Hillary Clinton, which was disappointing. It was like called Clinton Cash, I think it was what it was called. It was a little documentary.
Bullshit.
Like,
oh,
what was
God.
That whole fucking bullshit thing?
You know what? I'm taking control of your viewing habits. That's some bullshit. That's been debunked. That's some bullshit.
Oh, it
guy.
Was?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I was like, why is this happening? And what?
Oh,
I
that can't- guy. He's some Clinton hater that's.
Okay, good.
Fuck, are you kidding me?
I was like, I just saw that. So I was like, what is this?
It's a crazy fucking Clinton hating guy that's trying to cash in. You know what? You need to get a little more goddamn discerning, whatever your weird shit is you're doing personally.
Oh, I'm doing weird
added
shit.
Added to your fucking viewing habits. What?
Yeah, I watch all of it. All of it. I watch everything.
Well, don't be a dork.
Why? I want
to
watch it all.
You need to Google what this... Okay, I will Google for you what Clinton Cash is. It's some discredited guy that's peddling this bullshit.
Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, I'm voting for her, obviously. I'm very much into her. Okay. And I don't care if she's a bitch. And I don't care that she's a liar.
Yeah.
I honestly don't.
Bitch is the new black.
I'm into it. I like a bitch.
She's not a liar. Oh, my God. I have to... You know what? We're going to re-indoctrinate her at the after party. You're going to re-education camp.
I don't... It doesn't bother me if
they've been telling us for 25 years she's a liar. She's not a liar.
I don't... they're all liars.
We're going to have hate sex later. I can tell.
I mean, are they not all liars in when you talk about somebody
Donald
lying?
No, Donald Trump is the biggest fucking liar in the world. We just did a thing, PolitiFact did a thing. 4% of the things he said are true. 4%.
Yeah, no, that's a real liar.
Right.
But I'm talking about politicians
liar.
In general are...
Right. Some of them,
come
yes.
on.
Yes.
They're liars. They
well,
are.
All right. But I'm just saying there's...
But
no,
I'm okay with it,
there's,
is what I'm saying. I'm not talking about a blatant lie like, what did he just... that thing in the... What they that commander-in-chief... forum they just did where he literally spouted off literal actual physical lies is one thing a shady politician person is another
thing. Thing he said that because this is the most that what has have happened
what was there no. There was one specific thing he like it was like a real blatant lie and now I couldn't really remember
that is so cute that you think there's one thing
there's more than one but I'm saying in the thing that we won that particular thing that they watched they were showing it over and over again on the news and I was like well, that's like a blatant fucking lie
that he said he was against the Iraq war it's on
oh
tape.
There was oh
it's
that,
on
that's
tape.
Right
it's on
there's
tape.
That because right and he said
oh
he
and then he said oh you was an Esquire okay so the Esquire piece came out a year and a half after the Iraq war started. He was not against the Iraq war before it started.
I mean that guy is that's a liar.
Yes. He's a ginormous liar.
I don't mind a shady.
Let's talk about your first Lizzie experience.
Okay.
Let's get to something more.
Okay, let's.
Fluffy. What? So wait. You said you did everything when you said
I've done
that.
It all. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to get into it?
Let's get into this
All right.
Shit.
What do you want to know?
All right. So when did you first know you were gay? Boyfriends?
I lesed out for the first time when I was 19 in college. I dropped acid. I took an acting class and I got with a girl in the class.
Right. And you were acting. It was your method.
Yes. Right.
Right.
Because in acting class, the whole thing was, and I had this incredible teacher. His name was Richard Toma. He has since died of AIDS.
Where did you go?
Emerson College.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
And so he did a whole thing. Our whole entire first, literal, the first semester of my college experience was this guy had a whole thing where it was about movement and, you know, your physical body and all this bullshit.
Right.
And it was so sexual. Like it was just so sexual. Just everyone on everyone. And you were just feeling it. And everybody's trying to, you know, whatever.
We didn't get that shit.
You didn't get that
walking
shit?
Walking on Jell-O and stuff. I don't know. But go ahead.
He was very tactile, and he was very homosexual from the beginning.
Okay.
And he came out on the very first day with his shirt off in the class, and he was like, I'm a faggot, and if you don't fucking like it, you can get out of my fucking class.
That's fantastic.
Was like, am I in love, or am I feeling something weird?
Am I something?
I'm something, because the way he's talking is making me very excited. I loved his aggressive, toppy,
fuck you of it all. It's very aggressive.
Yeah. So then we did that, and then after that class, I got with this girl, and of course we became girlfriends.
Right. Yes, of course.
But for a while, I was confused, and I thought maybe I was bisexual, but I knew that I never was, Because I was never really
into
it.
What about in high school, though?
I got with boys a little bit.
A little bit?
I did have sex with a boy, with one guy.
She keeps using that phrase, got with, which is so kind of cute and sort of...
Made it with.
Kind of retro.
I made it with.
Got with.
I made it with.
I want to get with you.
I tried it all. I tried to do everything.
You did?
I did.
Yeah.
And
what's your general impression of the penis and ball sack area?
My general impression is...
I mean, you'd have to do an actual impression if you're not an impressionist.
Oh, you guys couldn't see?
Oh.
I just wasn't really into it.
Oh, you're speaking Jew.
Yeah, I just wasn't really into it.
Okay.
It's not for me.
It's
just
not pretty. Yeah.
But visually, it didn't bother me visually as much as it did to touch it.
Right, sure. Yeah.
And then the thing that grosses me out the most is the jizz.
Sure. And it is not good protein.
I mean, and I'm sorry, and I know there's guys here, and I don't want to offend them and make anyone feel bad.
There's a lot of forms of protein, and I don't need one that smells like ammonia. I don't.
It just isn't for me. And some people like it and whatever, and that's, you know, whatever.
That's fine.
And I don't mean to demean anyone.
Right, sure.
It's just not. It wasn't my thing.
No.
I tried, though. I really, really did. And Bert from Camp Tevye, who worked in the kitchen.
Let's give it up for Bert.
Listen, give it up for Bert.
At the Jew camp. Mm-hmm. Bert at the Jew camp.
Yep. From Norway. I think he was from Norway.
God bless you and your smelly jizz.
He was a nice guy.
Right?
But,
oof. Yikes. Wow. Listen, we should say vaginas are not intrinsically pretty. They can be a little. Wow.
Yeah.
What's that?
Agreed. Yikes. Agreed. Oof. And also just like a mess?
What is happening there?
But, you know, I think it just, you know what?
Right. There are hygiene problems in both sexes.
Honestly, there is a hygiene problem.
Right?
That's right.
Because you feel like you're being a bad lesbian. You're like, what the fuck? Am I on the loading dock?
That's true.
Seattle Seaport? Jesus Christ, take a shower.
Sorry.
Did I say that out loud?
Right. I agree with you completely. I think there's just the thing. There's just like an energy that you're into or you're not. Or you're into both.
Right.
Some people are into both. And I think like sexually speaking, when it came down to it, and for or intimately speaking, that energy was not for me.
Right.
And I didn't, and I wasn't good at it, and I didn't know how to give it back to a man. Like what a man
you
wants
can't
from
say
a woman.
Man.
What a man
I can't
wants
give it
from
back
a woman.
To a mama.
Like I'm not
mama.
Exactly. I'm a mirror. I just couldn't.
Did you mean a man?
Yeah. A mirror? I'm a mirror? But I'm not grossed
somebody
out.
With balls. And a piano.
A piano?
Piano.
A piano? It doesn't gross me out the way I hear some ladies talk about like.
It's not gross.
But yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the jizz grosses me out. Sorry. But other than that.
No offense, Sean. I bet yours is fantastic. You too, Aaron.
It's more of an energy thing sexually, I think.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I like with ladies that you can be both things.
What does that mean?
I like that you can be top and bottom and both and versatile. And I don't think you can really do that with when you're heterosexual.
No, you can. It depends on the kind of man.
Really? Mm-hmm. Have you pegged a man?
What does that mean?
I think you know what that means.
Catholic to know what that means exactly.
You don't know what that means?
I did. I was a Catholic girl. I did everything but. Meaning everything, you know.
But you know what I mean. I'm talking about to a guy, you mean.
No, I didn't have...
What does that mean? You didn't make intercourse?
What? You didn't? You weren't in eighth grade?
You did everything.
But intercourse.
You with a guy.
Right.
Oh, so you haven't done that with a guy?
No.
Oh, my God. Even I've done that.
Because you're a fucking whore like your goddamn friend Suzanne Wong. You fucking slut.
You fucking man lady.
You hoary man lady.
Yeah, you hoary man. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about with gays can do both things. You can fuck and be fucked. Excuse me.
Okay.
But with heterosexuals.
It's not his first time.
Right.
Turning.
But as we know, most guys don't want to get fucked in their buttholes by a lady if they're straight. But some do.
They like a little finger up there.
I'm not talking about a finger.
If you're sucking it the right way, they like a tiny little finger up there.
I'm not talking about
right?
a finger.
Right? Sean, am I right?
Sean knows.
Sean?
I'm not talking about a finger.
Just a little like, not like you didn't want it. You're just like, oh, what's
I'm
that?
Talking
wow,
about.
That's a little bonus, right?
I don't know.
But does Sean want to be bent over a sink?
No. Absolutely. No, that's my point. You can't make it seem.
Exactly.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't make it seem like.
Right.
You're just in the throes of.
Yeah, no.
And you're being good.
No.
And then you're just like. oh, that's not, just like a little right. bonus, like, oh, a little ball massage.
Right.
Little,
no.
Oh, look what happened.
I'm talking about a full right. man surrendering and being submissive
no.
to
okay.
a woman.
No, you gotta get sneaky with that shit with mostly straight men.
Right. Yes. That's why I like
but
gay
they like
shit.
It. They like it.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about with gay shit.
You know what? I feel like Aaron and Sean are going to need some therapy this week. They're just really like, wait a minute, what?
Right.
Why did I like that? Oh my God, her finger did go up there by accident.
Well, yeah, I would think it would feel good.
Am I going to be bent over a pinball machine now? Fuck.
Right, it's going to be like The Accused. Hey, Sean, hey, you guys, did you see the movie The Accused?
Do you guys like that?
Do you guys like that? You like to go in a bar and have a group of ladies come up to you and tell you
bend
how
you over
pretty
a
you look, huh? You like that? You want us to just throw you around a little bit, huh? Hey, what's
okay.
on the jukebox?
Oh my God, they're seriously going to have nightmares about this.
Come in here.
Tonight.
Who would have thought I came in here and
like,
sexually harassed
there were these
poor
two,
guys
like,
who are working for you?
Do you like that? See ya? You got a pretty mouth, don't you?
You have a pretty mouth.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. How about a bunch of lesbians in plaid shirts?
Right.
What you guys doing back here in these woods? Well, we were back right. here. We were just playing with the shelter dogs and saving these cats.
You wouldn't be back here in these woods if you don't want to be bent over a jukebox. How'd there get to be a jukebox in the woods?
I know what these boys want. They want to get pegged. By me, my name's Peggy. Peggy Lee, maybe you've heard of me. What's your name, pretty mouth? You guys like cats?
This something's happening to me.
This is the stuff of the night. That's your new character for a new sketch.
Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee
lives on a farm.
The aggressive rapey dyke. How you doing, pretty mouth?
Oh, did you want to drop that cat off to be adopted? Why don't you come back here into the special room? Here we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We have unleashed the beast. Suzanne Wong has officially gone down. She's officially gone down, motherfucker. You've gone down.
Oh, God.
I mean that in a hoary way. All right.
Of course.
All right. But so then, okay, don't play with that. That is not a toy.
What
it's
is
a self-defense tool that I endorse. Don't touch it.
What is it?
It's a tiger lady. Oh. Look, it's a self-defense tool. Check it out. Okay, don't cut yourself. You're drunk.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
See? All right. Okay,
is
can you
this
focus
literally
again?
Called a tiger
can you
lady? Sorry,
look,
I have
pretty
ADD.
Keys. Ooh, keys. Shiny
sorry,
keys.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Focus.
Yeah.
Back. Okay. And?
Right.
And
I'm back. I'm back.
What?
What?
Oh, God, I got sucked up.
Hang on. There's another pretty little ball in my shed.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. She snorted again.
I can't
this
help
is
it.
Getting
I do snort.
All right. So, So, anyway. So, what's your marriage was the longest relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It was.
So, what happened? We didn't delve into all this shit. Come on. Let's go. Let's do the excavation. What happened? Let's dig through the shit.
People grow apart. People find themselves.
New pussy. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's all right.
It's okay. Why are you whispering now?
People, you know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly. However,
right.
I want to say it was my fault.
Okay.
And also, I do think there was a growing apart. And she, it just was like we were growing apart. We were growing apart. I don't know how else to explain it. And
right.
she was going to move. For me, I can literally only live in two places. I can live in New York and I can live in L.A.
Right.
Right?
Right.
In this lifestyle.
Because you're,
and I don't
you're
mean gay
big,
lifestyle.
Snotty, elitist les.
Correct.
Right.
Who wants to be in stupid, fucking, retarded show business. Oh, no. I said retarded. Don't write me a letter.
Oh, don't feel the need to be politically
However,
correct. It's okay. Donald Trump is a candidate. There's too much political correctness.
Right. So, I always just get myself in trouble. But
yes.
I feel, and because I'm still pursuing, I do feel
right.
there's a pursuant of a career that I needed to either be in New York and L.A., and there was just no way at a certain point with
right.
our relationship that she would have ever lived in L.A. And she
yeah.
was going to leave New York, and it was just sort of like,
right?
How could we do this?
Right.
You know?
Distance was a thing in my last
it
relationship.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really does.
Well, there was bicoastal and bipolar, but that's another
right.
story.
Bipolar's
and
hard.
Bisexual. There's too many bis.
God,
one too
bisexual.
Many
bis. Both of you are bipolar and bisexual?
No,
were?
I'm not bisexual. No.
Oh, she was.
No, and I'm not bipolar. I'm a lot of other things, as Sean can tell you, but I'm not that.
That well, both.
I'm
those
pretty
things.
Consistently crazy. I'm not two different things. I'm steady, only one.
Predictable. One, the one thing, the one thing, the one thing.
Just at least I'm always consistent. I'm a one thing. You're like, oh, you're that kind of cunt. But yes, yes, I am.
Crazy, just, you can set your watch by.
Oh, that's good.
Both C words, yeah.
That's good. That's good.
I'm reliably crazy,
which is important,
right?
I like consistency.
It's more neurotic than
right,
right.
But bipolar and bisexual. I can't. I feel you. I don't like not knowing where I stand.
As my friend used to say, it's a, you can't try it. It's a there is paperwork. There's an oral exam. It is. Can't.
Now bisexual people would be very upset with that because they would say.
But I've had a very bad experience. So fuck y'all, y'alls.
So have I.
With your goddamn undecided selves. So it's like undecided voters in this election. Really? Right. Fucking Orange Hitler's yeah, running, you motherfucker. Right. I can't.
Let me ask you.
Let me see.
What do you think of Gary Johnson and Jill Stein?
They're fucking wackadoodle motherfuckers that aren't qualified. Listen to me, America. Only Hillary Clinton is qualified to fucking be president. Get your head out of your ass.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
What
I'm
did you
sorry.
Think of Bernie?
I love Bernie. I've just always been for Hillary. She is the most qualified candidate in our lifetime for this.
Yeah, no, I agree with
well,
you.
Listen, I don't mean this is a Jew thing. I also just didn't think America is going to elect a 75-year-old socialist Jew from Vermont.
Oh,
I just didn't. And it's not a Jew thing. It's a
no. Listen, I as a Jewish person, I'll say it.
Right.
As a Jewish person, there was no way in hell this country was going to elect. What are we doing? Who's got the bagel? That guy was so. It was bagels and lox were flying
out of his
mouth.
The Bernie people now are like, oh, he'd be 20 points ahead now.
No.
This is what you did. It's your fault.
No. Really? This country wouldn't be able to handle a Jew. He can't. He's not even allowed in Iran. He wouldn't even be allowed in there, number one. Number two, this country, they think.
No, we
but
will
no,
elect a Jewish
they would
person.
Never.
That's not my point. It's the combination
no,
of
too-
socialism and his. Past and I'm just saying they would have fucking look what they're doing to Hillary.
I agree and to me Bernie, and I'm saying this as a Jewish person who likes, you know, who's not a self-hating Jew, I can see he's just too it was too much all of those things fine. Socialism,
I said we might elect a socialist, we might elect someone 75, we might elect a Jewish person. I didn't think this time we were going to do all
no
three
way.
At this time in our history I just didn't.
He was like a cousin I have at Passover who wanders in the room and doesn't know where they are.
Stop it. Oh my God, I'm going to take shit for that.
Why?
Julie Goldman said it.
I feel like it looks like the hanger is still in his jacket from the closet. I don't care. I'm sorry.
Right.
My mom, let me say this.
Okay.
My mom,
yes.
Who's a Jewish sort of progressive person who lives in Boston, Massachusetts, wanted
right.
Bernie
right.
And will not vote for Hillary.
Okay, I'm going to fucking kill her.
She won't vote
even
for Trump,
she birthed
but
you.
She won't vote for Hillary.
Okay.
She hates her. She's one of those people that hates her, and I just don't get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? That's what I mean.
It's
there's like Hillary derangement syndrome. Like, there's Obama derangement syndrome.
Her thing is that she hasn't let go of, A, that she stays with Bill, and B...
Oh, my God! How was that any...
Right.
How was that any anybody's fucking business?
And B... When she made the comment in, what, 90-something about that she didn't stay home and bake cookies, she felt that that was an offensive thing to say because she was a housewife for many years.
Okay.
So now, in 2016...
Oh, no, my 93-year-old Republican mom is voting for Trump. She's like, oh, well, dear, I think Trump's the one that can do the job. I'm like, well,
wow.
The job is ending the apocalypse.
The apocalypse.
Bringing on the
Where
rapture.
Where are you from?
Bringing on the rapture. Buffalo, New York.
Oh, New York.
My dad ran with Goldwater in 64.
Oh my God!
Right, check it out. That's how Republican my mom is.
Wow!
Right?
Yeah.
So I feel your pain,
this
sister.
This is in your DNA.
But how can a progressive not vote for Hillary? Seriously,
it's very
and risk Orange Hitler.
It's very weird.
Yeah,
it's a very weird, and so it's a weird conversation to have.
How is she with your clit licking? I'm
that,
sorry.
That
your,
made
your
me
gayness.
Feel weird for a
I'm
second.
Sorry,
but
I'm sorry. I meant your gayness. What did I say, Sean?
So direct. So
how
sorry.
Does well. Imagine someone saying, how's your mom feel about your clit licking? It leads you to think,
sorry.
Has she? Well,
okay.
She's, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you this.
All right, thank you.
I'll tell you this.
Okay.
I'll tell you this.
All right.
She's more upset that I look like a man.
My mom is like that with, she's like, oh, Steffi, I don't understand why your stand-up is so blue.
Oh. Right.
Why can't you be more like that nice Rita Rudner? She wears a dress.
Or Bill Cosby.
Or like Bill Cosby. Why can't you at least roofie women if you're going to fuck them? Why do you have to fuck them?
Why
sober?
Can't you rape those
Why do you have
women?
To fuck them while they're conscious? That's so icky and gay.
My mom doesn't get it, but at the same time, it's been so long that she's. Right. They don't. They're so supportive, and they.
She'd be fine with it if you just put on a lipstick and some extensions.
She wishes I didn't look so. She thinks I'm very masculine. You're very right. manly. Why do you want to be a man? Why do you want to be a man? And I've had to. We've had the same discussion right. many over and over in the years. Like, I don't want to be a man. That's not what this is about. But then also, she does. There is a part of her that will never change, which is, you know, a girlfriend or a wife or whatever isn't the same,
right.
as having a boyfriend or a husband.
Did she like your wife?
She did. They did like her.
Yeah.
There was nothing not to like. She was great. I have not a bad thing to say about her. She wasn't.
She was like artificial grass. She was not like a real lawn.
That's right.
She was.
Exactly. And if you had a baby together, that baby would be one of yours rather than both of yours.
Did you want to have a baby?
I thought about it for like a minute.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I didn't.
Yeah. I'm glad too. I'm just kidding.
I am.
I don't know.
No.
I'm just saying.
It's
just
true.
Based on how little I know you.
Yeah. No.
I'm thinking probably good choice.
Very
Me
good
too.
Choice.
Really good choice. I'm a childless loser. Trust
yes.
me.
Yeah. No. I think it's. I'm glad. Yeah. No. We. There. I'm just not. It wasn't. It's not meant to be for me.
Right.
I'm not. And I don't have a much. I have don't
we,
want
have we
to be a
mom. Determine how old you are. Do we?
We've glossed over it.
Do we cut our leg off and count the rings?
Let's keep people. Let's keep
is
people
there,
guessing.
Is this still an option? Are you still bleeding out of your wherever?
I'm not in menopause yet. Huh? I might be Perry.
Oh, we have a jewel area of where she is. Okay.
I could be Perry.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes there's brown spots.
Oh, okay. You know what? That was too much information, even for me. And Sean's going to, you know what? Sean's got to go throw up now.
Sometimes an omelet comes out, and I wonder, are those actual eggs? Do you know what I mean? When an actual
Aaron, how are you doing
omelet?
Over there? Are you getting hard? Is that good? That's really appetizing.
Nobody?
Who wants breakfast?
Like a scrambled...
Right, what is that?
Like an egg.
What's happened?
You know what I mean? Like, is that my period?
Is that technically
or is
an
that...
abortion?
Or... Yeah, did I get pregnant?
What has happened? How could I have gotten pregnant?
Too many gay guy cruises where I went into a hot tub. And then I just went on a gay guy cruise and it was amazing. Have you ever gone on one of those?
I have not.
I've never
a
desire?
Also ejected an omelet from my vagina.
You haven't?
No.
Well, you haven't lived. I'm sorry you haven't lived.
Sorry.
So
go ahead.
So I'm so sorry.
You went on a gay guy cruise and thought you were impregnated by
You get in the hot tub and you think, well.
You're like, all right, I'm having a Menudo's kid.
That's happening now. Uh-huh. I highly recommend it for anyone. It's a wonderful time. 2,800 gay men.
Right.
Doing a circuit party 7 days a week that never, ever ends. I thought I was going to die. I literally thought I was going to die. Just, you can't even, I mean, just, I mean.
Right.
You think
sure.
you're going to die.
Sure.
Because they don't stop.
Right. Partying. Yeah.
They don't stop.
Yeah.
Talk about most of these guys, too. Childless. Some of them, I guess, have kids. But you know how it is. Like, shit, man. Gay people like to party.
Wait. I saw one other great thing on you worked with Joan River. You wrote for Joan Rivers on Fashion Police
I
on
did.
E?
Yes. My writing partner, Brandy Howard, and I wrote together.
And so you wrote. What are you wearing? You wrote that?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm so. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She, did you ever get to meet her or work with her?
Yes. Had her on my show. Got to meet her.
Oh,
I got, I was at the, we worked at the red carpet right next to each other and she was, they ran this clip on E! Forever because she was obviously hilariously funny in terms of improv.
Mm-hmm.
And we joked about how little space we had and don't stick over your space. And so like I did it on purpose on camera. I'm like, and I'm right next to Joan Rivers. So we started this shoving match that E! Ran forever. She's like, I was like, shut up. God damn it, Joan Rivers. Stop shoving me. Okay.
And I didn't expect to work with her. I basically met her like head writer, main guy on a cruise.
Right.
I was working on doing stand up on a cruise.
You spend a lot of time fucking sperm surfing.
I do.
Gay cruises, don't you?
Lesbian cruises and
you
gay cruises.
Big fucking whore, Julie Goldman.
Yes, that's right.
I think you're trying to get pregnant by some gay man.
Maybe I am.
Cruise.
Maybe I just want to
Come
do
on.
It.
Come on. Just admit it.
You know
it.
What I want to do?
Admit it.
Walking around
do you spread
all these...
extra wide in the pool at a
I
gay
walk
cruise?
Around these guys and their bodies are so fit. And I go, God, they're so handsome.
I want to be a sperm receptacle. I just have never been.
I feel an erotic energy.
I'm going to spread my legs in the pool where no one can see me. I'm going to spread my legs where no one can see me.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, swim up here, swim up here.
And they do.
Yeah, swim up here, Greg Louganis. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't know where I went.
No, it's just fine. Go there. Let's go there.
No, go. Okay, so what were you saying?
I met her guy, Tony Tripoli, and Tony is her, like, head writer or whatever. Anyway, when I was with Brandy, we were together on this cruise working. We then got a job at
Wait,
Passion
was
Police.
Brandy your partner or no?
No, just she's my current. So Brandy
Professional
Howard.
Professional partner.
Yes.
Yeah.
She and I are friends. We're personal friends too, but we're on Bravo's The People's Couch together, and we co-hosted the Vanderpump Rules After Show, and we're writing partners and stuff.
Okay. Wait, is she straight?
Yes.
Okay. She's pretty.
She's very pretty.
Tell her I said hi.
I'll tell her.
Okay.
Just what you need. So we ended up getting a job, and it was just like, we were just like, we just want to go to the show. I wanted to go to Taping Fashion Police, and I wanted to meet her.
Right.
So Tony hooked it up, and we went, and we met her, and I just shook her hand, and I was obsessed with Joan Rivers growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Obsessed. Joan Rivers, and I know this is...
You're close to my age.
Probably.
Go
and
ahead.
Mel Brooks is my god, and Joan Brooks was like...
Right.
That's Mel Brooks' daddy, Joan Brooks is...
Right.
Joan Rivers is mommy, to me.
Mm-hmm.
So... when I met her, it was just like, I shook her hand, you know, hello, blah, blah, blah. So they walked away, and I literally had to, like, turn my head and shed a tear because I was so...
You're like, I know. I know. Me too. I went to see her in Vegas, and I was like a tiny baby comic in college or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So then we got to work for her.
Okay.
And she's fucking funny.
Oh, my God, Julie, that's fantastic.
That's good.
Oh, it's just okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
And she was crazy.
Yes, I hosted my 6,000 in radio shows on KBC ABC Radio Network at night, and she used to do a show at the same time, and so she was using a studio there, and she had just had a faceless an acid wash or something.
Oh yeah,
and so she came out of her studio, and I came out of mine. I was like, Joan, fuck me, it's ET. She's like, oh, still it's me, Joan. I just had a procedure. Oh God, I'm so sorry. I am in scale. Okay.
But she knew. I loved how self-aware she was.
Right. She was just like, I was just like, holy fuck.
Like, she
was all red. She was like, I was like, oh.
Yeah. And didn't give up. We had to do, there were on Fashion Police, we'd have to do, for the awards shows, we'd have to work overnight. So we would work overnight on the show, and then we would pitch the jokes at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And she came in, the first time she came in at 4 a.m, no makeup. And it was, it was shocking. That's all I can say is that it was shocking.
Right.
At the same time, I also
she
loved...
She looked a little different.
You know what I mean? But she was so fucking awesome. And
I know,
she was
is.
So cool.
She was.
And,
I
know.
Yeah.
And she was just like a Jewish mom, and she made sure there was food, and she made sure, you know, did you eat? And was... But at the same time, it was scary and horrifying.
What was your favorite joke you wrote for her? Do you remember any of it?
I can't, you know, those jokes were so, like...
It's her improv. It was hard to beat her improv.
It was hard to beat her improv.
Like, remember she was like, oh, there's Kathy Bates. Give her a muffin.
It's
just, oh my God. When she said to him, what did she say to him? Anthony Hopkins? Yeah, Anthony. She goes, oh, you look fantastic. Is this your mother? He's like, no, it's my wife. Goddamn Joan. The year of Crouching Tiger, she was like, oh, it's so great to see all the Asians here. So great.
I mean, that's fucking funny. Sorry, but that's funny.
How do you write for that? How do you write something more
Joan? Well, the thing with Fashion Police was that it had to be very specific about what people were wearing.
Right.
So everything was very... And after a certain point, I mean, and I don't, you know, the whole thing with Fashion Police, too, is the writers went on strike, and it was crazy, and this whole thing, which we didn't. We quit before that happened. But... there was only a certain amount you could, you're writing 10 jokes per one person's dress, let's say.
Right.
And after a certain amount of time, like
your
life force is drained. You can no longer, I don't know what else to fucking say about Rihanna's ass. I don't know what else to say. We have said it all. And she, you know, there's 10 writers and she's not like able to sleep at night unless she has like 100 jokes per one look that she can choose from. And then ultimately, either she just makes it up anyway.
Right.
Or she chooses the one that the one that she uses is the one that was said at like within that reading, the table read the first time.
Right.
Because you'll go back 3 times and you'll be up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning trying to fucking think of things about fucking Rihanna and her stupid fucking dress and her fucking ass. And I lost my mind.
You went? Did you go Chris Brown on the Rihanna jokes?
I remember. I called Brand. I remember one time, Brand. We were talking on the phone.
I can't fucking. Oh!
Yes,
I'm
did.
Sorry, I didn't mean to punch the wall. I can't think of any other goddamn Rihanna jokes.
Yeah, that did happen.
Did you?
And I remember the exact moment when it was 2 a.m. I was in my bed, and I was Brandy and I would fight because we couldn't. It just turned so dark because I couldn't deal with the pressure of thinking of one more fucking thing about Rihanna, about J-Lo, about Cate Blanchett, about Tilda Swinton or whatever. Like, I just couldn't.
Did you wake up in the middle of the night and scream something about?
No, I was awake and I screamed. I can't fucking quit it. We can't fucking do that. What am I going to do? I can't think of a stupid fucking job. I'm sorry. We can't have five jobs. Like, I went crazy. Oh, they want eight? Oh, they
was
want
she,
eight?
Like, in
oh,
your
they
nightmares?
Want eight?
Oh, Julie, really? Yeah, you got?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I can't come with
Yes.
No more Rihanna.
This is all you guys got? I'll tell you the thing that happened on the first, I snapped right away at the beginning. I'm horrible with authority. Terrible. And I don't like, I can't deal with, like, being condescended to.
Right.
In any manner.
Do you prefer being patronized to or condescended to, Julie?
Oh, either one.
Do you even know the difference, really?
Right.
Okay.
So, the first night, we did a first overnight at the awards show. And it was our first thing and all together, and we're at E and we're in the offices and we have to spend the night there. And it was like, it was a lot of work. Brandy's popping Xanax in the bathroom and she was like crying, and we're sitting in the stall together. And I was like, it's just, you gotta get it together. We're gonna fucking do this. Don't let anyone see you cry. Come on. And then she's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. We're not going to have anything funny. Well, I was like, fuck it. Let's just get in there. And then, so we do the read through. And they what basically how it worked, and we learned on that particular night, they show a look, and everyone goes around, and they say they're like 10 jokes per look. Well, we weren't going in order when we were working. We were working however it inspired us.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it went around in the book, and there was like so many looks. It was like, okay, here's Rihanna, let's say. We'll go around. We didn't have anything. And we literally went around like five times. We didn't have anything.
Like, pass.
Finally, they get to us, and we had one stupid fucking joke, and I think it was for Tilda Swinton's look. And it was something so innocuous, like Elvis. It was like Elvis has left the building or something like that, because it had to be one line,
right?
Not even jokes. Some of them were just needed to be taglines,
right?
So this other writer named Ned looks down the table, it's a long table, and he goes, it took two of you to write that? I snapped, and I go, fuck you, Ned! And then Brandy punched me.
Right.
And the awkward tension in the room from that moment on and throughout the time that we worked there with that guy was real. And we hated each other for the rest of the time that we worked there.
I was like, come on.
Because I told him to go
fuck himself. Just get it together, you two. It's okay. All right. Who needs a nosh?
I mean.
Stop it.
The writer's room is a disgusting place to be.
Yeah, I've never been one.
Horrible.
This is it. This is our writer's room.
This is a dream.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Arsenio Hall, I remember, once said, like, oh, my God, I love her show. How many writers does she have? I'm like, writers? Fucking radio. It's me. Oh, this is it.
Exactly.
I write that part joke, and then I write another one, and that's the way it goes.
A writer's room is a disgusting...
Yeah. Competitive, right?
Yeah, and nobody... And you'd think, especially with a comedy, like, you want it to be a place where people are you know... The whole thing with comedy is, like, you need to be able to say something and let it die. Mm-hmm. Have it be dead, and that's fine.
Right.
It has to be supported in the room, or else how are you going to be able to evolve?
Be creative,
and how are you
going
to be able
to,
right? In these situations, you could try something, and rather than it being a supportive, like, well, that didn't, how about, you know what I mean? It's like that, more like that, like, oh, that's what you came up with? Or like, ugh, or the sort of arrogance and condescension that comes at you is so soul crushing and so demeaning, you can't possibly go on, and then you still find a way to go on.
I've got to say, the writer's room for the meanest insults at a Joan Rivers red carpet thing has got to be, yeah. I have to say, it's fucking Lord of the Flies.
It's Lord of the Flies.
Let's kill the fat kid with a rock.
That's right.
That's got to be fucking like,
and imagine no one laughing at anything.
Wow. Why is that funny, kill the fat kid with a rock? It wasn't a joke. I feel like I'm going to get killed with a rock.
Yeah. No one laughs.
Yeah.
There's no laughing.
Wow.
So you just feel like a piece of shit the whole time.
Julie Goldman, there's been a lot of laughing on this happening.
I hope so.
How can we love you and support you more?
How can we love you and support you more?
No, I want you to give me your goddamn plugs now.
I like this.
Can we watch you and fucking just do it? Just do it. Don't tell me I'm pretty. Just stick it in. Just stick in the plug. Stick it in.
Stick it. Pegging.
Peg me.
Pegging.
Peg me. Do it.
Pegging.
Do it.
I hope that we brought some illumination to people today.
I think we did.
If you didn't know what pegging is, look it up.
You know, if we didn't.
Prepare to get your eyes burned out.
I'm going to use this with my iPhone. Here we go. Did we illuminate you? Go ahead.
Gentlemen, why don't you give it a try and let your ladies peg you? If we learned anything today.
You know
today,
you like it. You know.
Yeah, now
as
you can
Julie
know.
As Julie Goldman's alter ego says. You know you like
oh,
it.
Oh, hey, look who's here. You know you like it. Hey, pretty boy,
you
mouth.
You bend over that cornstalk? Yeah, you do.
Why don't you get on your back and put your legs up over your head? I like it like that. Cheer. I like a flat chest. You're so smooth. You remind me of my uncle. What?
Okay, listen.
You like soup? I like to drink some soup while I do it.
Okay, listen.
I'm going to dip this pig into this Crisco, and then we're going to do it. Who's this lady?
Okay. You know what? I'm calling my goddamn friend at Logo because I know you're going to do that goddamn character on your next Logo sketch show, and I'm not going to get a goddamn penny. I'm going to get a goddamn penny for that fucking character that we created together.
Why are we fighting?
Do you think that Logo would allow me to do a character that rapes men? They won't.
Well, if they were smart, they would. That's funny.
Come on. I like that she works at an animal shelter so that when people drop their animals off, they get raped.
What's that dog? Oh, yeah, bring him back to the kennel.
Bring him back to the back room.
What's that? Yeah, that's music playing. We like to play that throughout the whole area.
It soothes the dogs.
That's right. It's like a compound.
How do we fucking follow you? Go do a goddamn plug before I peg you.
God, I wish I had some good plugs.
Jesus, fuck.
I'm going on the road. You on Twitter?
You know what?
Oh, right, Twitter.
Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you?
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
At Mr. Julie Goldman is Twitter. And Instagram is also Mr. Julie Goldman.
As your mom would say, why do you look like
I know,
a man?
I know.
Why do you look like a man?
Let's all be everything.
I don't care if you like carpet munch as long as you look like a girl.
That's right. Because you know what? Because she said, you know what? You know, there's lesbians who look like women.
That's right.
I don't know why you have to do that. Why do you have to do that?
Your mom would love me.
Yeah.
And my mom would love your character for some reason because she lives in the South in North Carolina.
Oh, she'd like that?
You know what? Your daughter likes it when I bring Max and Fred back.
I like to make your daughter sleep in the back with the dogs and the cats. I don't let her sleep in the bed. I bathe her once a week. And I like to make her cook me dinner.
We got a mobile
at the
groomer.
Campfire. We got a mobile groomer.
I like
groomer.
To express her anal glands, mama.
All right, you know what? This was just all fucking wrong. All of it was fucking wrong. But you get, yeah, Suzanne Wong, take that.
Yeah, we should.
Your fucking twat waffle. Let's try that. Julie Goldman, comedian extraordinaire. You're fucking awesome. Happy fucking happy hour.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.